morning. My name is Richard Spivak. I'm the co-chair of this panel here today, and welcome. I work at NIST. I was in the former Advanced Technology Program. I'm now with the Technology Innovation Program, and I was one of the reasons, the motivators behind what we're doing here today. And I'd like to welcome the members of my team and invited guests and all of you, but I think you'll have a very exciting day here today on a topic that's extremely relevant, and I hope you feel that way about it. At the end of the day or during the breaks during the day, please feel free to approach any person who made a presentation today, and please continue conversations, if not today, then at another time. So, again, Richard Spivak, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Robert Sinkowitz. I'm the acting director of the Impact Analysis Office at the newly formed Technology Innovation Program. And when we have this opportunity to present here at this forum about the collective work that ATP had did in the past 18 years, we jumped on the opportunity. So, again, I'd like to thank you all, and I'd like to thank our team as well.
Hi, I'm Kathy McTighe. I'm also part of the Technology Innovation Program here as an economist. So welcome.
My name is Andrew Wong. I'm an economist, formerly with the Economic Assessment Office and now with the Technology Innovation Program.
I'm Steve Campbell, and you can repeat that for me. I'm also an economist with the ATP and now TIP.
My name is Ted Allen. I'm a contractor working with ATP TIP.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Shipp, and I was fortunate to lead the Economic Assessment Office for the last 7 years, and this year I'm on a detail with the Science Technology Policy Institute. So I'd like to welcome you all, and I'm just delighted to be back with my newly formed IAO staff and to share with you today everything that we've done over the last 18 years.
I'm Stephanie Cox, and I'm a technology writer with PricewaterhouseCoopers. I've been contractor with the former ATP for the last 5 years.
My name is Lee Bose. I'm also formerly of the Economic Assessment Office with ATP and now currently work for TIP as an impact analyst and special assistant to the director.
Hi, I'm Jennifer O'Brien. I work for Westat, which is a contractor for ATP, and we've been working with them for at least 4 years now on the business reporting system, which we'll be discussing today.
Hi, I'm Lucy Vogel. I guess I'm the first one who's not part of the presentation team here. I work at the Indian Health Service in HHS in a small office of planning, evaluation, and research. We have a Native American research program we're looking to evaluate, so I'm here to hear what you have to say.
Hello, my name is Robin Skorak. I work for SRI International as a policy analyst, and I'm here to learn more about evaluation metrics.
Hello, I'm Rosalie Rugg, and a long time ago I used to be director of the Economic Assessment Office at ATP, and I retired from NIST in 2000, and I've been consulting in evaluation since then.
Good morning. I'm Connie Chang. I worked for 10 years at the Advanced Technology Program with Rosalie and Stephanie and Jean Powell and all my other colleagues. I've since left Commerce after 13 years, and I'm working at Oshintomo Federal Services, which is a private company that is providing innovative ways to transfer technology out of federal labs.
Hi, I'm Prasad Gupta, and I also worked at the Economic Assessment Office. I'm actually a social scientist and a chemical engineer, and I'll be working as a program manager in the new Technology Innovation Program.
Good morning. I'm Barry Steffen from HUD, Office of Policy Development and Research, and I'm here in the interest of cross-fertilization, potential applications to our efforts to innovate technologies and housing, building technologies, and also the evaluation of those efforts.
I'm Larry Solomon from the National Cancer Institute. Our office, which is the Office of Science Planning Assessment, supports evaluation assessment across NCI, and of course, dealing with health research evaluation is a little bit different than a lot of other types of evaluation, so I think it's important for us who do science and tech to get together and talk about it here.
Good morning. I'm Jim Corrigan. I'm also with the National Cancer Institute in the program assessment branch of the Office of Science Planning and Assessment, and we're always interested in opportunities to learn more about the challenging area of evaluating R&D programs.
Good morning. I'm Jim Disbrow, and I'm the program manager for ET.gov, and I started coming to these collaborative expedition workshops at number four. I've made maybe around a third of them, half of them, and it's both personal and professional. Personally, you know, normally by the time it gets to me to say something, people have already mentioned Doug Engelbart's name. Well, I'll be the first today because he came and presented at one of these sessions, and you know, it was the first time I realized, you know, where I fit in all this, because he talked about three groups of workers. There are the core business process people, and there are the people who work to innovate to make the jobs easier for the core processes. And then there's a third group who work to increase the rate of innovation. And I said, ah, finally I know what I am. So when the previous program manager for ET.gov, Owen Amber, retired, I volunteered for the role and have been working with Susan and Richard ever since. And within ET.gov, if you go to the website, you'll see that you can register components that are designed for increasing the rate of innovation. And it works with different levels, where based on, first, it's a community of interest, then it's a community of practice, and they work up until they're graduated into the economy. And I've been interested in this particular aspect, where you have an existing government program that actually has been doing it for 17 years to increase the rate of innovation and as it moves through these different levels. And so I'm very interested in seeing how this unfolds, because I think it applies not just within the ET.gov arena, but within the whole sector of science and society.
I'm Harris Liebergott. I'm with the CIO organization at NIST, and I'd just like to hear about this interesting program, which I used to work for.
I'm Barbara Scott with GSA's CIO office. I'm here today looking for ways we can more effectively communicate to the program offices in GSA what emerging technologies are coming along that they need to be paying attention to and budgeting and planning ahead in the IT area, linking that to our IT strategic planning, and which I think we are finally getting a handle on keeping current, and encouraging within the GSA communities some collaboration and sharing that doesn't naturally exist.
Good morning. My name is David Black. I'm with the Planning and Evaluation Directorate of the Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
My name is Mark Plasto. I'm also with the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, assigned to the planning evaluation. We want to take some of the tools and things we learn as we support these stakeholders in making sure we can run operations most efficiently and effectively.
Thank you. My name is Greg Monroe. I'm a special agent and also deputy assistant director for our Office of Strategic Planning and Evaluation. You're probably wondering what a federal law enforcement agency is doing here. I'm not quite sure yet, but we also, like I said, I actually have a group here, about eight people. We saw the website and looked at it, and were intrigued by a lot of things that we're trying to do now regarding building an architecture for our stakeholders, where we are planning out our missions and strategies for the future, and looking at building performance measures, metrics, and so on and so forth. So we sort of do the same thing in the civilian world. We just want to broaden our horizon, see how you guys do it, and see if we can take anything back. So thanks for having us.
Good morning. I'm also part of the P&E team from NCIS. My name is Larry Cottingham, and my supervisor, Greg, next to me, basically he echoed, basically for all of us what we're here for. This is my first workshop, so I'm very excited about what I'm going to learn in here today. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Barbara Cuthill. I worked as a project manager at the old ATP program, and I'll be transferring into the Impact Analysis Office of TIP.
My name is Jim Pfeiffer, and I'm a retired defense employee, and I'm now doing a bit of consulting, and I was just interested in where the current technology and evaluation stood.
Hi, I'm Adrienne
I work at SRI International. I work in the Science and Technology Policy Program and Economic Development, and I'm here just to gain a better...
Stand up again.
On...
We'll see if this holds up. My name is Ken Ambrose. I'm in the Office of the Director at NIH working on systemic assessment. And one of the issues that we're focused on is how to assess emerging projects that essentially don't follow or have standard rubrics for how to measure what's going on in them.
Hi, my name is Gerardo Despin. I'm with the Justice Department, with the Environment and Natural Resources Division of it, and I lead the emerging technology team that we have there.
Hi, I'm Ron Devers. I'm with the United States Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and I'm in the IT department there.
Hi, I'm Dan Berkovitz of the Federal Data Project of the Metropolitan Policy Program at the Brookings Institution, and we're broadly interested in efforts to measure innovation.
Hi, my name is Julia Lane, and I'm here at NSF. I'm the Program Director for the Science and Innovation Policy Program, and so in that we're looking for developing federal statistical data sets to build more information on R&D and innovation, and we're also doing investigator and initiated research to get more ideas on data models and tools that help evaluate science policy. I'm also the interagency co-chair of the interagency group on science policy. Valdez,
Hi, I'm Tim Mulcahy, NORC.
Kim Williams, NCIS.
Erica Basisi, also with NCIS.
Janine Spear with NCIS.
Carrie Benetter, also NCIS.
Good morning. My name is Ed Zedleski. I'm the science advisor to the director of the National Institute of Justice, and my mission is to span the social and behavioral side of our house with the science and technology.
I'm Bill Carrig. I work for the GAO Government Accountability Office and in the Center for Technology and Engineering. The GAO is the audit investigative arm of Congress and usually asked to evaluate technical content. My particular group, technical content or direction investment in programs within the federal government. But increasingly, other interests of Congress will be asked to provide information on the application of technology generally to some of their problems is something that they've been increasingly interested in, and finding ways to do that systematically with some rigor is something of interest to us.
Welcome, everyone. As you can see, we've got lots of talent in the room. I know we're going to have some real good discussions, and also for those of you joining us by phone, please go ahead. Glenn in Baton Rouge.
Yes, good morning. Actually, our researcher, I'll let him introduce himself. He's going to be most interested in what y'all have to say, so go ahead.
Good morning. This is Mike Boudreaux. I'm the technology transfer engineer for the Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. And we're interested in the possibility of learning some new techniques for assessing our research program.
Hello, I'm Peter Yim, another admirer of Doug Engelbart and an open collaboration advocate at heart. I'm from CIM3 in California, which is an infrastructure and SaaS provider for collaborative work environments. We are a contractor to GSA, Susan's Intergovernmental Solutions Office, supporting some of the collaboration technology. In another life, I also co-convene an international virtual community of practice called Ontolog, which is an open international virtual community devoted to advancing the field of ontology and advocating its adoption into mainstream applications and international standards. Therefore, work by our NIST folks near and dear as well. I'm here to learn. Thank you, everyone, for setting this up.
Hi, my name is Elmer Iglesias. I'm at the Science and Technology Policy Institute in Washington. I'm a program evaluator, science policy analyst. My focus is program evaluation, mostly ex post, technology assessment. I'm interested in citation analysis and statistics, and I'm looking forward to the discussion today.
Awesome.
That's about everyone.
Okay, we have two people. One person is joining.
Good morning. My name is Bob Nice. I'm a retired Fed, played off and on with computers since the early 60s and started a program evaluation office in the Department of Commerce under Elliot Richardson, and this looked like an interesting session, so here I am.
Now we will get underway. Okay,